好，那我们看第二章。
So let us turn to chapter 2.
我们谈到第一章跟第二章啊，就是神的创造。
So chapter 1 and chapter 2 describe the creation.
啊，到了第六天，六天啊，万物造完了，第七天就是安息日了。
And after the sixth day, all the creatures were created, and on the seventh day, there was rest.
所以在第二章的前面就谈到说，天地造起了，啊，神就在第七天，啊，造工完毕，就是安息日。
So in chapter 2, it says, Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day,
神把这一天定为圣日，并且束缚给安息日。
God blessed the seventh day and made it holy.
所以我们知道说啊，安息日是神造天地万物的时候就开始有了。
So we know that the Sabbath day was created along with the creation.
现在很多人认为说啊，安息日是律法是给犹太人所的。
And some people today they believe that the Sabbath day is for the Jews and for the law.
那我们知道说还没有犹太人呢、啊，还没有律法以前就有安息日了。
But we know before the Jews or the law, there was the Sabbath.
这神设立安息日是在创造天地万物的时候。
And the Sabbath was created along with the creation.
神造安息日主要的目的啊，就是要让我们能够得享身心的安息。
And the main purpose for the Sabbath is for us to have rest in spirit and in soul.
因为神造我们人是用肉体，是用尘土造。
Because man was created by dust.
我们带着肉体，有时候会疲乏困倦。
And with our flesh, we may become tired.
所以你白天工作，你晚上要休息。
So although we work during the day, we must rest at night.
一个星期工作，周末要休息。
And we work for a week and we rest on the weekend.
所以圣经里面说，安息日是为人设立的。
So the Bible says that Sabbath was created for man.
所以不只是为犹太人啊，我们都是人。
And Sabbath was not only created for the Jews, it was created for all human beings.
啊，不只是让我们得享安息。
And it not only allows us to have rest.
一个更重要的目的啊，就是要让我们能够来纪念神的创造。
An even more important goal is to remember the creation.
那我们看出埃及记的二十章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus 20,
第八节
verse 8.
二十章的第八节
Exodus 20,
说要纪念安息日，所为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
跳过来看十一节
If we jump to verse 11.
因为六柱之内，神造天地海和其中万物。第七天便安息了，所以神束缚给安息日定为圣日。这里讲到说我们要守安息日。
In verse 11, it tells us that we must observe the Sabbath.
因为为着要来纪念神的创造。
Because we must remember the creation.
所以一个星期七天呢、啊，从神创造天地一直到现在啊，不改变。
So there are 7 days of the week, and this has not changed since the days of the creation.
啊，七天一个周期，一直循环。
And it is a cycle of 7 days that keeps on repeating itself.
说我们每逢安息日的时候，你就要想到说，前面的六天呢、啊，就是神造各样的万物。
So every seventh day, we remember that God had created all the things on the previous 6 days.
所以你每逢安息日的时候，就要特别来纪念啊，向神感恩。
And so when we are on the Sabbath, then we must remember the creation and give thanks.
因为我们所有的东西啊，都是神的创造，神的赏赐。
Because everything we have is the creation of God, and
我们人是他造的。
We are created by Him.
我们生命气息是他给我们的。
Our life is given by God.
我们生活所需要的东西啊，都是神赐给我们的。
And everything we need in our daily lives are given by God.
所以神就是借着这样啊，叫我们每个安息啊，你都要去纪念。去思想感念神的恩典。
So God has given us the Sabbath for us to remember all His goodness.
那是因为人犯罪以后啊，人就没有办法得安息了。
But after man sinned, we no longer have rest.
人生要劳苦满面才能够吃饱。
And man must toil in order to be fed.
妇女也要多多加增怀胎的苦楚。
And the women have to suffer before they give birth.
因为你犯了罪就失掉了安息。
And because of sin, there is no longer rest.
所以一直到以色列民出埃及以后啊, 神才把安息日再指示他们。
So it wasn't until after the Israelites left Egypt that the Lord once again commanded them to observe the Sabbath. And later the Sabbath was put into the Ten Commandments.
那我们看到说十条诫命啊，前面四条是人对神当尽的本分。
So out of the Ten Commandments, the first four are man's obligation to God.
第一条说要拜独一神。
The first is to worship the one true God.
这是主的拜神的对象。
And this is the being by which we worship.
第二条诫命说不可拜偶像。
And the second says you should not bow down to idols.
这是拜神的方法。
And this is a method to worship the
Lord. 因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以我们不能够用有形质会朽坏的东西来代替神。
So we cannot use anything that we can see that has formed to replace God.
我们要用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
Instead, we should worship him in spirit and truth.
所以不可以拜偶像。
So we cannot worship idols.
再来第三个就是拜神的态度。
And the third is our attitude when we worship the
Lord. 要尊神的名为圣。
And we have to revere the name of the Lord.
所以不可以妄称神的名。
So we should not use the name of the Lord in vain.
更不能够因为有不好的行为来侮辱神的名。
And we should also not defile the name of God with our bad actions.
第四条诫命就是拜神特定的时间。
And the fourth command is the time in which we worship.
就要把安息日把它分别为圣出来。
And we have to make the Sabbath holy and separate.
这是神对我们人基本的要求。
And these are some basic demands of the Lord to us.
这个诫命啊, 是神把它用手指头亲自写在石板上。
And these commands were written by the Lord with his own finger on these stone tablets.
这个是不会掉的。
And this is something that will not perish.
所以旧约以色列人所安息日, 我们新的时代也要守诫命。
So the Israelites, they observe the Sabbath, and in the same way, we should observe the Sabbath in the New Testament.
所以这个安息日是不会掉, 这个非常重要。
So the Sabbath day is something that will not pass.
主耶稣门徒他们都是守安息日的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ and the disciples, they all observe the Sabbath.
并且说这个就是他们平时的规矩。
And this was a normal occurrence to them.
另外一个就是我们守安息日就是盼望将来。 天上永恒的安息。
And another reason we observe the Sabbath is to look forward to the eternal Sabbath to come.
在以赛亚书里面就预言到, 跟神联合的外邦人也要守安息日。
And in the in the book of Isaiah, it is also prophesied that even those who do not, others who worship God will also worship.
我们本来不是犹太人, 我们是外邦人。
Well, even the Gentiles will come and worship the Lord.
那神的救恩临到我们, 让我们有机会来拜神。
And we are not Jews, but the salvation came to us, so we have the opportunity to worship
the Lord. 但我们现在跟神联合了, 我们同样要守安息日。
But now that we have been joined with God, we have to observe the Sabbath.
旧约圣经跟新约圣经啊, 都没有改变, 没有改变。
And this has not changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
所以安息日非常重要。
So the Sabbath day is very important.
虽然你不做工啊, 但是神会赐福给你, 让你不会为着生活感到忧虑。
And although you do not work on this day, the Lord will bless you so you do not worry about living past this day.
好像以色列民他们在星期五啊, 捡玛拿捡两倍。
For example, the Israelites, they received a double portion of manna on Friday.
星期六你不必去捡玛拿了。
But on Saturday, they no longer had to pick up.
但是你不会因为没有去捡玛拿没有东西吃。
But they would not be hungry because they did not pick up manna.
我们要抓住神的应许哦, 抓住神所答应要给我们的福分。
And so we must grasp onto this promise that the Lord has given us.
所安息日是蒙福的一个因素。
And to observe the Sabbath is one of the methods to receive grace.
这里面说啊, 你尊重安息日。
And the Bible tells us if we observe the Sabbath,
啊, 你把这一天啊, 把它分别出来,
And we set it apart as holy to worship the Lord our God.
神会让你成家地的高处，所以神会把你高升起来。
The Lord will lift us up.
神会把雅各的产业赐给你。
And he will give us the inheritance of Jacob.
雅各他的财产从哪里来？
And where did the inheritance of Jacob come from?
他离开家的时候啊，就是一根拐杖，拿一个小包袱。
When he left home, he only had perhaps a walking stick and some clothes.
在旷野当中啊，他梦到天梯啊，看到神。
But in the wilderness, he dreamed of a ladder and he saw God.
他要向神许愿说啊，神啊，你让我平平安安去，平平安安回来。
And he pleaded to God, if you allow me to return safely,
求你给我食物吃，给我衣服穿。
And please give me food to eat and clothes and things to wear.
我一生一世要敬拜你。
Then I will worship you for the rest of my life.
那个时候他对神的了解还不是很清楚。
And at that time, Jacob did not have a clear understanding of God.
当然他以为自己很孤单啊，没想到说神一路都在看顾他。
And he felt that he was very lonely, but he did not know that the Lord was watching over him all this time.
所以一开始啊，向神许愿了，好像还跟神谈条件。
And so when he made a vow to God, he even tried to bargain with God.
后来他在舅舅家20年回来的时候，
But when he spent 20 years at his uncle's house and returned home,
带了11个孩子，
he had 11 children.
应该是12个，包括Dina。
Including Dina, there were 12.
还有3大群的牛羊骆驼牲畜。
And he had 3 large herds of cattle and sheep.
只有20年。
And this only took 20 years.
这些东西从哪里来的？
So where did all these possessions come from?
因为神白白赐给他。
It was because the Lord gave it all to him freely.
所以他的舅舅喇班就说啊，
So his uncle Laban said,
我看出啊，神就随着你的脚步来赐福给你跟我。
I can see that the Lord is following your footsteps to bless you and to bless me.
因为他抓住神啊，所以他的生活，神给他富足。
And because Jacob grasped onto God, so God gave him wealth.
所以我们敬畏神啊，所神的诫命啊，神的福气就随着你。
So when we obey the Lord and obey his commands, then the blessing of the Lord will accompany us.
最近有一个新信主的，不晓得弟兄还是姐妹，我不知道。
And recently there was a member that was a new member.
他们本来也是守安息日的。
And this...
很严谨。
Or these members, they used to observe the Sabbath very strictly.
写了一封信给我们电脑网络负责的说法执事。
And they wrote an email to the person in charge of the internet ministry, which is Deacon Solgai.
他说啊，我觉得你们真耶稣教会，不是说你们了，是我们真耶稣教会，因为他现在受洗了嘛。
And because they're a member, they said, I feel that our church, the True Jesus Church,
他说好像现在不是很重视安息日。
The True Jesus Church does not really place great emphasis on
the Sabbath. 早上11点到12点聚会一堂。
Because we worship from 11 to 12.
下午1点半到2点半聚会一堂。
And then we have another service from 1:30 to
2:30. 聚会完以后啊，很多人就赶快去shopping。
And then after the service, some people just go and go shopping.
有的人啊，就去打球。
And some people go play ball.
他说啊，我们守安息日是这样守法吗？
And the person wrote, should we observe the Sabbath in this manner?
因为他们还没有到真教会来以前啊，很严谨在守安息日。
Because before they came to the True Jesus Church, they held the Sabbath very strictly.
没有到太阳下山，他们不去打球，不去做俗事。
They did not do anything of anything besides church until sundown.
因为最近呢，有不少的本来所安息日的人啊，进到我们教会来受洗。
Because recently there are lots of people who used to observe the Sabbath. They have been baptized into our church.
他们本来很严谨在守安息日。
And originally they were very strict about observing the Sabbath.
但他们发现说我们不够尊重安息日。
But they have realized that we do not place enough emphasis on observing the Sabbath.
所以他们把这个总会就把这个题目啊，就送到真理研究会来，啊，说要我们再进一步研究，我们怎么尊重，怎么来严守安息日。
And so the General Assembly has posed this question to the Truth Seeking Committee.
啊，这个真的是我们值得重视的问题啊。
But this is a matter that we should place emphasis on.
当然我们不是说很严谨的在律法之下在守安息日。
And of course, we do not observe the Sabbath very rigidly under law.
但是在安息日啊，的确你要把它分别为圣出来，啊，要多做善事，而不要打去玩。
But we should separate the Sabbath, deem it as holy, and do good things instead of enjoying our day.
哎，严谨的在守安息日啊，纪念神的创造，神的恩典，这样才正确啊。
And we should revere this day and remember the creation of God and remember His grace, and that's how it should be.
盼望我们大家都能够对安息日啊，比较用比较重视、比较尊重的态度啊来遵守。
And so we hope that everyone can revere this, revere the Sabbath and place better emphasis on it.
啊，求神祝福我们大家。
And we ask the Lord to bless everyone.
再来第四节以下。
Then if we look at verse 4 and on.
啊，这里讲到神造人。
Starting from chapter 2, verse 4 and on, it records the creation of man.
有的人读到这里说啊，神是不是两处造人啊？
And some people they read this and they wonder if God created man two times.
第一章27节以下不是说啊，神要照他的形象造人吗？
Because in chapter 1 verse 27, God already created man in His own image.
在第二章怎么又讲到说啊，神用土造人啊，把生气吹在人的鼻孔里面？
But then in chapter 2, God made human beings again.
其实这两个啊，都是讲同样的神的造人。
But actually, these two accounts are describing the same creation of man.
第一章是讲大纲。
And the first chapter is about the overview of creation.
在第二章是详细的讲到造人的经过。
And in chapter 2, it describes the details of how man was created.
好像我们在看那个影片哦。有时候照过去以后，它还会有一个特写的镜头。
It's just like when we watch a movie. Sometimes we'll see a bigger scene, and then it will zoom in for a more delicate scene.
所以神讲到第六天造人，现在这里就是把那个造人的经过详细的讲。
And so, although it describes in the beginning how God created man, this is a more detailed account of the creation.
所以本来神这个地造好了以后啊，还没有人可以耕种。
And after God created the land, there was not anyone.
当时也没有下雨。
And there wasn't any rain.
因为这伊甸园里面呢有水啊，所以有水蒸气啊，会蒸花嘛。
And because there was water in the Garden of Eden, there was also water vapor.
那个时候神用土造人。
And so God used the soil to create, God formed the man from the dust of the ground.
是按照神的形象。
And he created man in the image of God.
然后神向他吹一口气，他就成了有灵的活人。
And after God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the man became a living being.
把他起名叫做亚当。
And God named him Adam.
亚当本身的名字就是尘土。
And the meaning of Adam is actually dust.
因为人是神用土造的。
Because man was created by dust.
人跟一般的动物啊，都是用土造的。那差别在哪里？
And so what's the difference between human beings and all the animals if they're all created by dust?
一个就是人有神的形象。
The first one is that human beings have the image of God.
第二个就是人有神的灵。
The second is that man has a spirit of God.
这个神的形象是怎么样？
And what was the form of man?
神的形象你有没有人看到神？
Has anyone ever seen God?
有没有？
Has anyone seen God?
神本身是灵嘛，
Because God is spirit.
但神显现出来的神显现出来不会成为动物的形象。
But when God appears in form, he will never take the form of an animal.
神在肉身显现就是人的形象。
And when God appeared on this earth, he appeared in the form of a man.
所以有一次， 亚伯兰不是在帐幕门口看到有三个客人来。
And for example, one time there were three visitors who came to the tent of Abraham.
然后跑过去伏在地上。
And Abraham went and prostrated himself in front of the visitors.
啊，你们既然来到我这里呀，应当好好接受我的招待。
And Abraham told them, since you have come, you must receive a proper welcome.
啊，我去拿点饼，拿点面做饼。
And so he went to get some flour to make bread.
啊，准备一点食物，你们吃了以后才继续上路。
And he invited them to eat before they traveled on.
啊，结果他们说，好吧，照你所讲的去做吧。
And so they said it was good.
啊，亚伯兰就去牵了一头牛。
And so Abraham went and got an oxen.
啊，做了很多饼。
And he made many pieces of bread.
啊，就准备了一很丰富的食物啊，那三个人在那里吃。
And he hosted a banquet for them to eat.
啊，圣经里面说那三个人是谁啊
？And so who does the Bible records these people?
两个是天使。
As two were angels,
啊，一个是神的显现
and one was the appearance of God.
啊，当时亚伯兰所看到的，亚伯兰所看到的，一开始看到的是人，
but,
他的客人。
But what Abraham saw initially were three visitors,
three human beings. 所以人显现的时候，在旧约时代的人的神的显现呢，神显现出来是人的形状。
So in the Old Testament, when the Lord appeared, it was in the form of a man.
当然，耶稣基督他是神在肉身上的显现。
And of course, our Lord Jesus Christ is the human manifestation of God.
那所以，耶稣还没有来以前呢，啊，先造亚当，说亚当就是将要来的那一个人的意象。
And so before Jesus Christ came to earth, Adam was created. So Adam was created in the image of Christ.
所以造亚当的时候就知道说啊，将来神要成为人，就是跟亚当一样是一个人。
And so when God created Adam, he knew that when God came to earth, he would take the image of Adam.
当然，这是我们是谈到这个外在的这个形象啊。
And of course, we're discussing the outward appearance.
那要紧的这个形象啊，就是它的本质。
But the important thing is the essence.
神造人的时候，有神的本质跟特性在人的身上。
When God created man, man contained the essence of God.
那神的本质跟形象是什么
？And so, what is the essence and the image of God？
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
24节。
Verse
24. 以弗所书四章24节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
我们请 Amy 哥，门库瓦就起的，请你帮我们连一下。这里讲到神的形象啊，就是真理的仁义跟圣洁。
Here it says the new self created to be like God and true righteousness and holiness.
所以本来神造人的时候，人有神的这样的本质。
And so when man was created, he had the essence of God, which was righteousness and holiness.
所以本来人呢、啊，喜欢真理，爱有爱心，喜欢圣洁。
So man essentially likes.Righteousness and holiness.
啊，但是后来因为人犯罪了，就这个形象就失掉了。
But because of the sin of man, this image was destroyed.
所以耶稣来啊，就是要把我们重新改造。
And so the coming of Christ has the purpose of changing us.
啊，让我们重新啊，有了神的形象，
so、
重新恢复神的本来的本质。
So we are remolded to have the image of God once more and to have the essence of God.
啊，所以在这里讲到的形象啊，应该比较偏重于这方面呢、啊。
And so the
神的本质。
The image of God should emphasize the essence of the Lord.
再来谈到这个伊甸园哈、哦。
And then we discuss the Garden of Eden.
神造人的时候，在东方安置了伊甸园。
And when God created mankind, He also had the Garden of Eden in the east.
那里面有各样的谷穑。
And there he made all kinds of trees.
有生命树，还有善恶果。
And there was a tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
伊甸园有四条河。
There were four rivers flowing from the Garden of Eden.
另外说这个伊甸园里面呢，有很多的宝石。
And there were many precious gems and minerals in this land.
还有珍珠、玛瑙，还有金子，都是好的。
And there was gold, resin, and onyx.
我们一般知道，神造人的时候，人类的发祥地是在两河流域的地方。
And we know that when man was created, he was created at the cross.Of two rivers.
你们如果 有读历史的话，就会知道说，人类的发祥地是在幼发拉底河、底格里斯河的地方。
And if you have studied anthropology, you'll know that the cradle of civilization is the Euphrates and the Tigris.
所以这里讲到说，本来有四条河啊，就我们现在知道的就是剩下两条。
And the Bible records four rivers, but all we know of today are two.
那另外两条河到哪里去不知道。
And we don't know where the other two rivers have gone.
但是现在这个两条河的地方啊，大概是靠近伊拉克的那一块地方。
And we know that the crossing point of these two rivers are, is where Iraq, the present day Iraq is.
我们一般研究历史的人大概都知道，那个地方大概是人类最早的发祥地。
And many historians know that that is probably.The place where the earliest civilizations were formed.
啊，所以那个地方的历史最早。
So that area has the longest history.
所以用那个地方做圆心呐，啊，你用圆规画圈圈。
And so if you take that area and and draw circles around it.
距离那个地方越远的历史越短。
And so places that are the furthest from the present-day Iraq has the shortest history of
so civilization. 所以距离那个地方啊，越近的地方啊，那个历史越长。
But if you get closer to that area, then the history would be longer.
所以我们知道，像说巴比伦就是一个相当早的帝国。
For example, we know the Babylonian kingdom was very ancient.
像埃及也是很早。
And Egypt is also a very old civilization.
那越往那个地方越远哦。历史就越短一点。
And then the further you go from that area, the shorter the history of the land.
我们知道说，像中国啊，号称五千年呐、啊，其实大概不到五千年呐、啊。
For example, the Chinese boast that there are 5,000 years of history, but there actually isn't that many.
其实中国人呐、啊，一般讲起来，大概是从那个丝路哈、哦，因为底下都是山嘛，啊，上面有一条丝路。
And mostin China, there is a road called the Silk Road, and beneath the road, there, or above the road, there are many mountains.
古时候有说，中国的丝绸从那一条路就运到欧洲去。
And a lot of Chinese silk was transported to Europe through that road.
其实中国人呢、啊，最早可能就从那边呢、啊、移民到中国来的。
But actually, the Chinese people.Probably immigrated through that road to China.
啦日本啦这也都是从中国再移过去的。
And then some people who were from China immigrated later to the present day Japan or Korea.
所以从圣经里面讲的这个人类的发祥啊，啊跟那的分布啊，应该圣经里面的记载是很清楚，应该是很正确的。
And so the recording of the Bible of how the civilization of man was begun, this should be pretty accurate.
啊，本来神造伊甸园哈，伊甸的意思就是快乐园。
And the meaning of Eden means delight.
啊，把所造的人放在伊甸园里面。
So God put the created man into this garden of
delight. 神造人都说人跟神之间啦、啊，可以很亲密来往。
And when man was initially created, there was a very intimate relationship between God and man.
啊，所以神可以直接跟人讲话。
So God could talk to man directly.
所以在这个伊甸园里面的生活啊，就是一种非常 平安喜乐满足的一种生活。
So the life within the Garden of Eden was a life that was very joyful, peaceful, and content.
因为在那里面啊，唯有圣洁的人才可以居住，还可以有神来往。
Because only the pure could live in the Garden of Eden.
因为有很多生命的水，还有生命的树。
And man could communicate directly with God, and there was also a lot of water and trees.
所以在那里是一个相当和谐的一个地方。
So it was a place of harmony.
伊甸园里面呢，除了人以外，还有很多很多的动物啊。
And besides mankind, there are many animals in the Garden of Eden.
彼此之间呢，不会互相伤害。
And the animals did not hurt one another.
人在伊甸园里面呢，在那里不必为衣食忧虑。
And when man was in the Garden of Eden, they did not have to worry about clothing.
因为有果子可以吃。果子可以吃。
There was fruit to eat.
虽然他们不必穿衣服，但是因为有神的荣光，所以没有羞耻。
And although they did not have any clothing, there was the glory of God, so they did not feel ashamed.
所以在伊甸园是一个非常安全的，生命非常安全的一个地方。
So the Garden of Eden was a very safe place.
但是后来啊，因为人犯罪了，这是在第三章。
But the fall of man is recorded in chapter 3.
So 人就没有办法继续在伊甸园里面生活了。
And so mankind no longer could stay in the Garden of Eden.
这我们接下来我们再谈。
And so we will continue this.
那伊甸园有一些预表啊，就是预表神的教会。
And so there are many prefigurations from the Garden of Eden that prefigure the church.
所以我们今天啊，一个人能够要回到伊甸园的生活啊，就是要归回神啊，归入耶稣基督里面。
And in order for a person to return to the Garden of Eden, he must return to God and return into Jesus Christ.
才能够跟神交通啊，享受神的庇护、神的束缚。
So he can communicate directly with God and enjoy the protection and the guidance of God.
重新回到那个万物和谐的那一种生活状态。
And to return to the lifestyle of harmony.
因为那个时候啊，人跟神很和睦。
Because in the early days, God and man were very
harmonious. 亚当跟夏娃之间一开始也是很和睦。
And at first, Adam and Eve had harmony between them.
人跟各样的万物都很和谐。
And man had harmony with all the other animals.
本来是没有忧虑、没有痛苦、没有死亡的地方。
And it was a place with no pain, sorrow, or death.
所以这是可以预表神的教会啊。
So this prefigures the church of the Lord.
接下来看这个婚姻的开始。
And so we'll continue to study the beginning of marriage.
二章的十八节。
So if you look at chapter 2, verse 18.
二章十八节
Chapter 2 verse 18
神说啊，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他我们看到神本来的创造啊，他造好以后都说神看的就是好的，所以事就这样成了。
And originally we saw how God created something and it was good, and so God said it was good.
所以本来神对他所造的各样万物都感到很美好。
And originally God felt that all his creation was very good.
唯有一件事情他感到不够好的。
There was only one thing that he felt that was not good enough.
就是看到亚当自己一个人独居没有伴不好。
And this was that Adam was alone.
他就想说啊，怎么为亚当找一个伴侣。找一个配偶来陪伴他。
And so he thought about how to make a helper for Adam to keep him company.
所以神就先把各样的动物啊带到亚当面前。
And so God called all the animals before Adam.
每一样动物来了以后，亚当就跟他起名字，哦，这就是牛，这就是马，就变成他的名字。
God brought all the animals to this man, and Adam named all the animals.
所以最早的动物是亚当给他起名字。
And so Adam named all the animals that God created.
那是说啊，亚当虽然有那么多那么多的动物啊，但是没有办法找到一个同伴，一个配偶来帮助他。
But although there were so many animals, there was no companion suitable for Adam.
因为不同类嘛。
Because they were different kinds.
啊，这些动物也没有办法跟他谈心嘛。
And these animals could not speak to him and communicate with him.
啊，所以从动物当中找不到配偶。
So he could not find a suitable spouse or a helper for Adam amongst the animals.
他说后来神就让亚当啊沉睡。
But God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep.
然后把他的肋骨拿一根出来，啊，用肉把它包着，然后用肋骨再造一个女人，叫做夏娃。
And while he was sleeping, God took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. And then the Lord God made a woman from the rib. He had taken out of man.
我们婚礼的时候常常讲这一段道理嘛，哈。
And this woman was named Eve, and this is a passage of the scripture that is often used in weddings.
所以让我们知道说，这个女人就是从男人的肋骨出来。
And so this teaches us that women were made out of the rib of a man.
有的人说啊，亚当的肋骨被挖掉一根了，啊，可能男人的肋骨就少掉一根了。
And some people will say, well, since Adam, one of Adam's ribs was taken out, then men should have one rib less.
哦，昨天就问先祖了，说男人有没有少一根肋骨
？So yesterday night I asked Sister Sandra,
do men
have one less rib than women? And she said no.
哎，神在造的时候，他也可以造的让他相等嘛。
Because when God created men and women, he could have created them equal.
哦，啊，不过我们知道说，女人是从男人的肋骨造的。
But we know that women were created, the woman was created from the rib of the man.
所以女人比男人更宝贵。
And so the woman is more precious than the man.
因为材料不一样嘛，哈，男人比较土。
And because the building material was different, and the man has more dust content.
哦，女人神造的比较精细嘛，哈，因为是用骨头啊。不是用土造的，男人是土造的。
And the woman was created with a bone, not just dust.
哦，她不是用头骨，也是不是用脚骨，用肋骨。
And the woman was not created by with the cranium or something from the foot.
这是很奇妙的神的创造。
So this is a very miraculous thing of God's creation.
然后神把亚当把夏娃造好以后带到亚当面前。
And so after God created Eve, Eve was led before Adam.
哦，亚当一看啊，很受感动。
And Adam was greatly moved.
他说啊，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
啊，可以把它称为女人，因为她是从男人的身上取出来。
She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
那所以后来神就让亚当夏娃两个人结婚。来生养儿女。
So God allowed Adam and Eve to become married and to generate children.
所以这段圣经很宝贵啊，这就是婚姻的原理。
And so this passage is very precious because it describes the institution of marriage.
哦，所以我们讲说啊，丈夫跟妻子啊，不是两个人，而是一体。
So we say that the husband and wife are not two people but one body.
所以保罗也讲到说啊，所以丈夫你要爱妻子啊，好像在照顾自己的身体一样。
So that is why Paul says, the husband should love their wives as they love their own bodies.
说没有人恨恶自己的身体。
Because nobody hates their own body.
除非他那个脑筋有点问题啊。
Unless he is insane.
哦，啊，假使你做丈夫的，你不晓得去爱妻子啊，不晓得好好照顾你的身体啊，脑筋有问题。
So if a husband does not know how to take care of his wife, then there's something wrong with him.
所以你要爱妻子，就是爱你自己了。
So for husbands, loving a wife means loving yourself.
圣经里面谈到这个夫妻关系啊，真的很奥妙。
And so the husband-wife relationship described in the Bible is
不是大小的问题，而是一体的关系。
It's not a matter of who is bigger or who is stronger, but the
还有一个就是爱的关系
，and also the relationship of love，
彼此相爱啊，丈夫爱妻子啊，妻子顺服丈夫。
And for the husband to love the wife, and the wife to obey the husband。
啊，假如说真的能够以爱做基础来建设这个家庭啊，这个家庭就会幸福美满。
And if a family can be built on the foundation of love, then this family will be blessed.
啊，你如果只是一直期待说对方爱你，但是你都不付出的话，啊，你最后你会落空掉。
But if you continue to ask for the other party to love you and not love in return, then you will be left with nothing.
所以先付出爱，你就能够得到回馈。
So if a person gives out love in the first place, then they will receive love in return.
所以不要说啊，丈夫等到妻子爱他啊，妻子也要一直在等等丈夫爱他。
So a husband should not sit there and wait for the wife to love him, and the wife should not do that either.
其实你主动付出啊，啊，最后所得到的那个结果就是报应在你报答在你身上。
Because if a person proactively gives in the first place, then he will receive something in return.
这是婚姻的道理啊，一体的关系，爱的关系。
And this is the relationship of marriage.
所以在二十四节里面讲到说，所以人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
So in verse 24 it says, For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
啊，就讲到我们小的时候，父母亲把我们养大。
And this is as when we are younger, our parents raise us.
啊，我们在小的时候，什么事情都要靠父母亲。
And when we are even younger, then we are dependent on our parents for everything.
啊，等到你长大了以后。
But when we are grown.
啊，你不要说什么事情都还要靠父母亲来帮助你。
We should not depend on our parents for every single thing.
长大了以后，你就要自立。
And when we grow up, we must be independent.
啊，夫妻之间结婚了，就另外建设家庭。
And when a man and a woman become married, then they establish a family.
啊，生活上要独立起来。
And in their lives, they must be independent.
啊，信仰上要独立起来。
In their faiths, they must be independent.
啊，不要再处处让父母亲操心。
And the couple should not ask the parents to worry about everything.
啊，并且还能够，因为你助力了，独立起来了，长大了，所以你还可以去关心父母亲，啊，关心别人。
Instead, when the couple is independent and mature, then they can go and take care of others or their parents.
这叫做离开父母是这样的意思。
And so this is the meaning of leaving his father and mother.
就是要独立长大了。
And this is to be independent and mature.
啊，所以不要再让父母亲操心了。
And to not let the parents worry anymore.
啊，不是说啊，我们年轻人结婚以后啊，就把父母亲丢在一边，什么都不管了。
And this does not tell us for young people does not beckon young people to leave their parents and not care for them anymore.
啊，这不是这样的。
This is not what the Bible says.
啊，所以有什么事情啊？结婚了以后哈，因为你们是大学生了，再过几年呢就要结婚嘛哈。
And because most of everyone here is a college student, and in a couple years you will become married.
那所以你们应当先有这方面的一些教育跟知识。
So you should have this type of knowledge beforehand.
结婚了以后啊，不要夫妻一吵架就回去跟爸爸妈妈告状。
So after you get married, if the couple has an argument, do not go home to your parents and complain.
啊，有一个姐妹啊，刚刚结婚以后。
For example, there's a sister who recently got married.
啊，结果跟她的先生啊有一些意见不合。
And she got into an argument with her husband.
啊，结果她就回去跟妈妈告状。
And then she went home to her mother and complained.
啊，这个妈妈讲起来，啊，很有智慧了。
But this mother had wisdom.
她没有说啊，你先生不对，我去替你出气。
She did not say, your husband's wrong, let me take care of him.
啊，妈妈没有这样讲了。
And so the mom did not say this.
妈妈就跟她讲说，你现在结婚了，你什么事情你要跟你先生商量。
But the mother instead, she said, now that you are married, you must discuss everything with your husband.
啊，先能够互相处理啊，如果真的你们两个有啊还有困难啊，然后爸爸妈妈再给你们出一点意见。
And you should try to work things out amongst yourselves. And if you still have problems, then we will give you some advice.
啊，但是不能够说随便啊，没有意见不合，我就要回去，我要回娘家了。
But you should not try to go home every time you have an argument.
啊，什么事情啊？你既然结婚了，长大了，就要能够。大家一起来处理事情才对。
And since you are you are grown up and mature, you should be able to communicate on your own.
啊，如果说两个人可以处理好的事情，啊，就不要让爸爸妈妈让老人家操心了。
And if you can work out your conflicts, then you don't have to let your parents worry.
啊，当然有时候我们想的不晓得是不是很做到。那有时候我们请爸爸妈妈再给我们一点意见，啊，这是可以的啦。
And of course, we can ask for advice every once in a while.
啊，不过哈，我们要晓得能够独立起来，助力起来。
But we should try to be independent.
因为夫妻两个人呢，啊，就成为一体了。
Because man, husband and wife become one.
啊。啊，这个一体的关系啊，不只是肉体的结合，身心灵啊，一体的结合。
It's not just a physical unity, but it is also a spiritual and an emotional unity.
啊，那这个是很重要的，说好像两张纸哈，啊，把它连在一起了。
And this is very important. For example, if you take two pieces of paper and you glue it.
那圣经里面说，神配偶的，你不可以再把它撕开了。
The Lord says in the Bible, if you cannot tear these two pieces apart. And
所以圣经里面不赞成人离婚。
So the Bible does not endorse divorce.
有时候你离婚了，就好像两张纸把它连在一起，你硬把它撕开啊，连撕碎了。
Because a divorce is like trying to separate two pieces of paper that are glued together, and you will have two damaged pieces.
Yeah, 夫妻之间啊，都受伤害，儿女又受伤害。
Because the husband and wife, they will be hurt, and so will the children.
啊，那是非常不幸的。
And that is something that is very unfortunate.
啊，当然不是说啊，结婚以后啊，什么就是好像白马王子，白王子跟公主结婚啦，啊，哇，快乐，永远快乐，幸福。
But marriage is not a fairy tale where the princess and the prince live happily ever after.
婚姻一定要经营啊。
And you must manage your marriage.
好像你在做事业一样啊。
Just like a business.
你如果说你开了一个公司，你什么都不管啊，就把它放着，你说这个公司会经营得下去吗？
For example, if you establish a company and let it run on its own without managing it, will it be able to turn a profit?
你为着要一个事业，你一定花很多的心力啊，在里面。
If you start a business, then you will pour a lot of energy into it.
啊，不然代价，你将来就能够看到那个好的结果。
And if you invest, then you will be able to see a return.
啊，婚姻的生活也是一样。
And this is the same when it comes to marriage.
所以你要重视家庭的生活啊。
So you must pay attention to family life.
爱要付出代价去经营。
And also pay the price to manage the family.
啊，能够彼此互相的，能够常常体谅对方，为对方着想。
And the couple should try to work things out and think for the other party.
所以你能够牺牲享受啊，你就能够享受牺牲的成果。
And so if you can give up your own personal delights, then you will be able to reap the benefits of your sacrifice.
为什么现代人呢、啊、有时候一结婚以后 本来还没有结婚以后很好、结婚以后就想要分开。
Because why is it that nowadays a lot of people, they're fine before they get married, but once they get married, they want to separate.
因为对这个婚姻的道理、没有真正的了解，而且不按照道理去实践。
It's because they do not manage the institution of marriage as they should.
啊，所以就没有办法享受到那个婚姻的美好的果实。
So they are unable to realize the fruits, the beautiful fruits of marriage.
其实啊，家庭生活这是神对我们人的赏赐。
But actually, family life is a blessing given by God to human beings.
传道书的第九章里面这样讲。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9,
说夫妻之间呢、应当要快活度日。
It says that husband and wife should enjoy life together.
因为我们本来我们人生都是虚空的。
Because our lives were originally empty.
但是如果说夫妻能够家庭有一个温暖，彼此相爱啊，啊，就能够让我们在虚空的人生当中啊。能够享受美好的生活。
But if there is love between the marriage and in the family, then there will be some love in this empty life.
你如果说啊，人生本来很劳苦，最后虚空，啊，夫妻生活又不好，家庭啊，一天到晚闹糟糟，啊，这个人生啊，实在太辛苦了。
But if your life is already filled with strife and worries, and you don't have any peace in your family, then there is no point to live.
所以要有一个好的家庭生活，幸福的家庭生活，啊，这是很重要的。
So it is very important to have a very good family life.
但是这个要回到伊甸园里面啊，才能够有这样的生活了。
But of course, we must return to the Garden of Eden to enjoy this type of lifestyle.
就是要建立在道理里面啊，在爱里面来建设家庭。
And this is to establish a family within the truth and within love.
啊，这个二章里面最后啊，谈到说夫妻之间呢，他们没有什么隐私了。
And at the end of chapter 2, it says the man and his wife felt no shame.
哦，夫妻之间如果说啊，还有一些秘密不敢让对方知道，啊，那就不对了。
If there are still some secrets that one party is withholding, then there's something wrong with the marriage.
夫妻之间的关系是人际之间啊，最亲密的关系。
Because the relationship between a husband and wife is the most intimate amongst men.
夫妻之间的关系啊，比亲子之间呢，比父亲跟儿子之间的关系啊，都更重要。
And the relationship between husband and wife should be even more important than that of mother and child or between relatives.
所以最早的人际关系啊，就是从夫妻的关系开始。
So the relationship between a husband and wife is the starting point of all relationships.
伊甸园里面呢，只有亚当夏娃夫妻之间的关系啊。
Because in the Garden of Eden, there was only the relationship between.
所以这是最原始的人际关系。
So this was the first relationship between.
也是最重要的人际关系。
And this is also the most important type of relationship.
夫妻之间的关系如果不好。
If there is a bad relationship between husband and wife,
你跟其他人的人际关系不可能好。
It is impossible for you to have good relations with other people.
两个夫妻天天吵架，你怎么有心情去教育儿女？
Because if you fight every day, then how will you go and educate your children?
你怎么有心情去孝顺父母亲？
And how would you have the right mood to be obedient to your parents?
所以夫妻之间的关系啊，要先建立起来。
And so it is important to establish a good relationship between man and wife.
彼此之间呢，要非常坦诚相对。
And the relationship should be filled with honesty.
所以不管做丈夫的或者做太太的哈，不要说另外保守一些秘密啊，不让对方知道的。
So whether or not it's the husband or wife, they should not withhold any secrets from the other.
因为你如果有一些事情啊，秘密保守起来，不敢让他对。让对方知道，这有点就有点不太对了。
Because it is not very right for you to have secrets from your spouse.
比如说，有的做丈夫的啊，在外面啊，另外还交了女朋友。
For example, if a husband has a girlfriend outside the home.
啊，有一些秘密啊，当然不敢让自己的太太知道。
Of course, he will have some secrets that he wants to withhold from his wife.
啊，这样的夫妻关系就不对了。
And so then the relationship is
彼此之间是非常坦诚的，没有什么其他的秘密在里面。
Because there should be no secrets between man and wife.
啊，所以有的人呢、啊、主张哦，像黄世明传道在婚礼正道的时候，他就讲。
And so there are some people, for example, preacher Huang, who likes to speak say this at weddings.
他说、啊、最好夫妻啊是 joint account.
So he said that it's better for a husband and wife to have a joint account.
我们知道在美国啊，有的人要结婚以前啊，就说这是我的钱，那是你的钱。
Because in America, especially, some people say before they get married, they say this is my money, this is your money.
啊，有时候就考虑到说啊，将来我们万一分开了以后啊，啊怎么算呢、啊？
And they already have an agreement of if one day they get a divorce, how to separate the money.
但是我们信徒啊，我们结婚了以后，你就是要立志一辈子相守在一起。
But when we marry within the church, we should make the determination to be together for the rest of our life.
那假如说还问说啊，这是你的钱，这是我的钱。
But if you continue to separate and your finances and say this is my money and this is yours, it would not feel like a family unit.
所以他鼓励大家说，鼓励新婚的夫妇说 ，join account.
So Pastor Huang likes to encourage newlywed couples to have a joint account.
另外一个他就鼓励大家， 那个 email 就用在一起。
And he also encourages joint emails.
哦，所以对方知道你 email 里面什么啊，你也知道他的 email 有没有秘密。
So there will be no secrets in what kind of emails you receive.
啊，我觉得很赞成啊。
And I agree with this.
啊，你们自己想想看哈。
So you think about it yourselves.
哦。不过我们知道说这个婚姻呢、啊、很重要。
But we know that marriage is very important.
真的很重要。
It's very important.
我们最近发现很多，有一部分呢、啊。弟兄姐妹已经到了适婚年龄。
And recently we've realized that there are many brothers and sisters at the suitable age for marriage.
但是有的弟兄啊，还是晃晃晃啊，还不想结婚。
But there are some brothers, they are just moping around and they don't want to get married.
啊，有的姐妹啊，因为年纪越来越大，很着急。
And there are some sisters because they're getting older and older, they are very anxious.
啊，有的弟兄啊，又不在教会里面找，又到外面去发展。
And there are some brothers, they don't even look within the church and they just go outside and try to look around.
不过我劝我们，哦，应该照道理来，哦，你就能够享受美好的家庭的幸福的生活。
But I encourage you, if you go by the scripture, then you will be able to enjoy a very good family life.
我们不要把有的人在教会里面说啊，我找不到，找不到。
And some people say, oh, I can't find anyone in church.
那很多人呢、啊、是把自己的标准定得太高。
And some people they have very high standards.
我要找一个非常完美的100分的对象。
I want to find someone who is 100% and very perfect.
啊，所以他那个标准一拿出来，一个一个对啊。
So they bring out their criteria and they go through it and they can't find any suitable.
我没有办法找到一百分的啦。
Because you can't find anyone who is 100%.
所以有时候你回过头来想想我们自己，我们照到我们自己的镜，用镜子照到自己。
But sometimes if we look in the mirror and think about it.
其实啊，我们也没有一百分呐。
Actually, we are not 100% either.
其实我们可能才八十分呢、啊。
Maybe we're only 80%.
啊，你如果八十分呢、啊，找一个也是找一个八十分的就可以了嘛。
So if you're 80%, you should just settle with an 80% person as well.
啊，如果七十分也可以及格了嘛，哈。
And if you're 70%, you're a passing grade.
所以不要一直啊，我要找一个非常完美的一个对象。
So we should not say that we want someone who is very perfect.
啊，如果这样的话，你会很难哦。
And if this is the case, then it'll be very difficult for you.
其实我们现在所看到的跟未来啊，有时候未来怎么样你就不知道。
But actually, what you see now is may be different from what you see in the
future. 你现在觉得很好的未来是不是真的很好？
The one you think is very perfect right now, will they be perfect in the future?
我刚刚讲过说，婚姻呢、啊、是要彼此一起去经营。
And I mentioned before, marriage is something we need to manage together.
啊，这个家庭要努力去建设啊，才能够圆满幸福。
This home needs to be constructed so it can be blessed.
啊，所以不是说啊，哦，你碰到一个白马王子啦，碰到一个啊很漂亮的公子啊，你一定保证幸福的。
So it's not that if you meet a knight in shining armor or a princess, then you'll be happy for the rest of your life.
有时候不见得。
This is not necessarily true.
在箴言里面哈
，in the book of Proverbs，
说一个人能够得到贤惠的对象，就出于神的赏赐。
It says that it is a blessing of the Lord for a person to receive a good spouse.
祖宗可以把财产留给你
，because your ancestors can leave you lots of inheritance.
但是婚姻的好的对象是神赐给你的
，but a suitable spouse is given by the Lord.
所以我们要把我们婚姻的事情啊，放在祷告当中。
So we must put our marriage in our prayer.
尤其我们渐渐年纪大了，已经达到适婚年龄的，你每天呐、啊、要花一点时间祷告。
Especially if you are at the suitable age for marriage, you should put this in your prayer every day.
啊，有时候、啊、我们遇到感冒流鼻涕啊，我们就啊赶快祷告神。
And sometimes when we get sick, we have a runny nose, we go and pray to God.
啊，既然这些小病都要祷告神了、啊，婚姻是终身大事啊。更应该祷告神。
And if we ask of God for little things like a cold, then we should pray for even more important things like marriage.
啊，所以求神 帮助我们，因为这个婚姻的影响很大。
So we ask the Lord to help us because our marriage will affect our
影响到我们以后的信仰。
It will affect our faith in the future.
还会影响到我们的祖祖孙孙后代。
And it will affect our descendants, our children.
所以这是很重要的问题，我们一定要放在祷告当中。
This is a very important matter that we must put in our prayer.
求神祝福我们大家。
We ask the Lord to bless everyone.